Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
La 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 la.
I love Cheap Thrills.
La 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 la.
I love Cheap Thrills. It's Alice at 97.3. I love Thursdays because they're so close to being Fridays.
Woo
woo! This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Brought to you by Creative Energy. I'm so excited to get a hot tub. Like every day I think about you getting in your hot tub. John and I were sitting out on the back porch last night. I'm like, you know, if we had a hot tub, we'd be sitting in that right now. We would be in that hot tub. He goes, yeah, we're not going to have to put clothes on. We're going to get like fuzzy robes and walk out to our hot tub. Just get in.
Last night.
Yeah.
Mama's working extra this week. And so I was alone with the kids and I fed them the carnitas. And rice for dinner. And then there they were. And I was like, okay, guys, we're getting closer to dad's bedtime now. I'm going to need you to shower up, get ready for bed. So when mom comes home, you guys can, you know, go off and go to bed.
Right.
And my youngest goes, I want to take a bath. Isla, take a bath with me. And I'm looking at them going, we have a hot tub.
Got a hot tub.
You don't. And they went, oh, yeah. They went and put on their suits and went out in the hot tub.
Can't believe you made them put on their suits.
Well,
I used to tell my kids, just get your naked gross asses in that hot tub right there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Thanks. I just get your suits on.
You have to treat the water. Anyway, Creative Energy. So excited. God, I feel like I'm gonna sit in that thing every single day. I cannot wait. You can join me. Start your year off with wellness and relaxation. You can join me in your own hot tub, by the way. I didn't mean to invite you to my house. My house, I got my hot tub. You get your own. And go get it at Creative Energy.
Can I come in it naked when I visit?
Absolutely not. No. I can't even believe you asked.
That was Maddie, by the way.
I don't want that splashing
on me. I'm not going in anybody's hot tub naked.
Truthfully, I wonder about, like, will my friends want to go in the hot tub? Because the answer is no.
Your friends will. You guys will get a few of those, whatever they drink at your house, those paper clips in them, and they'll be all naked and jumping
paper,
in.
Paper planes, yeah.
Whatever they are.
I know. They're only liquor. They're dangerous. I don't know. I do feel like there are parties that could be had, but it just feels like I don't really want to have to go put a bathing suit on. So, no. If you ever stay at my house, though, and you want to use the hot tub, as long as I'm not in any way, shape, or... I mean, yeah, go ahead.
You wouldn't go in the hot tub naked with Maddie there.
Ding, ding.
That would make some good on-air content, though.
Yeah, I would not. I wouldn't. If there was anyone at my house, I would not use the hot tub.
You showed everyone in Hawaii.
Oh, my God.
Everything.
That is not true.
That's not true.
Oh, tell.
She put on a see-through top and went swimming. And so...
For the record, it wasn't see-through when I put it on.
Well, because it was dry.
I thought it was just a swimsuit that had long sleeves. And when I stood up, there I am. I was with Bryn and his daughter, who's looking right at my chest. I'm like, "What's happening?" And I'm like, "Oh my god!" And you sink back down for a while. Meanwhile, Bryn's like taking pictures of his kid. He goes, "What? Oh no!" I'm like, "Delete all those pictures." He goes, "No, no, they're just family pics."
Yeah,
like, delete those. Damn it! You look jealous that you weren't there.
Yeah.
You have a gross look on your face.
I'm sorry.
I'll take the bear, dude.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
By the way, real quick, if I could just be mad for a second. We were discussing.
Be mad. Go.
Yeah, we got to be mad for a second.
Please.
We were discussing that as a little boy, I didn't realize that the wood left out at the construction sites in the neighborhood that I lived in was specific for the homes being built and not for my skateboard ramps.
Like probably literally the exact amount of plywood that they needed for that house in the tract.
707 says, Vinny stealing wood. If you leave it out, it's free. Except if it's your wetsuit. Right, Vin?
Oh, you know what? Our listeners are so brilliant. Like,
nowadays,
I forgot all about that. Well,
510 says, nowadays, Vinny gets bent out of shape when some kid comes along and takes his wetsuit off his front yard. The times are a-changing. They weren't kids. They were grown men. And that wetsuit was out to dry, not out for free.
So you caught them?
No, we got him on video, but it turns out these videos from our Ring doorbells, that the police can't do anything with that unless they actually find these guys.
Right. They've got to see the vehicle or there has to be some information. By the way, and Vinny sees the thing 2 hours later. They were discussing going to lunch. He's like, check all the lunch places.
Yeah, well, that's all I had. Yeah, you want to go get some lunch? Son of a... They're leaving with my wetsuit and booties.
They thought it was curb.
No, they didn't think that.
Yeah, they did.
No.
Yeah, they did.
They stole a wet... Why would someone leave a wet wetsuit out in the sunshine for free?
They don't want it anymore. So they put it out front where anyone could grab it.
I got a surfboard off of the curb in L.A.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did it have a free sign on it?
No.
You can't... 415, just like your wetsuit, Vin. What is with you?
Yeah.
Stop throwing stuff
payback.
In my face
it's
like that.
It's payback for being, the person who was stealing from the construction sites.
We were little boys, Sarah.
Every little boy did that, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you just magically would find wood. Like, that's whether it was at a construction site or wherever, from somebody else's leftover ramp. Everybody had ramps because we were all outside on our bikes all day.
Mm-hmm.
That was like life as a kid. These days, there's... Give me your phone, Mom.
And honestly, here we are playing in the orange groves until someone comes running by and yells, the farmer!
And his gun!
That would have been my dad.
And his Rottweilers!
crap. Run for it, everyone.
Run for it. You were doing a story about the Walking Dead lady, the SB mowing. This guy just sees a house that is overgrown and he stops by and I will say this, I found him on YouTube and I've started watching with that one lady who got $800,000 in a GoFundMe, which is so crazy. It is so satisfying to watch those. Like, her driveway is really overgrown and her curb is overgrown and it's sort of going out onto the street. Like, he just scrapes the stuff and then does all the stuff. So it's all piled up. It almost looks worse than it did. And then he takes his blower and goes,
and it looks neat.
It's so satisfying. And he's doing everything to the front yard, the backyard. He shaped up all the shrubs in the front. It's unbelievable. And it's really just a day's work of cleanup.
408 says, as Isla would say, the mowing guy's videos are so satisfying.
So satisfying.
Yep.
By the way, I don't know about the Instagram thing. I don't follow this guy on Instagram. And I don't think you can see a half hour long video on Instagram. So maybe you got to go to Reels. I have no idea. But I looked on YouTube, so I found this guy. And they're really long, and he does a lot of explanation and chats with the person. And, you can zip right through it real fast. But they're fascinating. I thought it was really cool.
Sarah.
What I do now?
310. What? She looks like the Walking Dead in quotes. I spit out my coffee laughing. Thanks for the ab exercise.
Sure.
Nicole listening on Odyssey in Orinda.
Odyssey.
Put the thing up. I quickly got it. It was the very first thing on the YouTube page. Put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and people will see, yes or no. It's the first thing that fell out of my mouth because I looked at her and went, oh, I've seen that lady on TV many times.
Eating
people.
Find it. Which area code, so I can't attribute it to anyone, but someone wrote in and said, here it is. 847. I'm really disappointed how you shame the Kentucky lady for looking old. Look her up first.
Yeah, look her up. I'm not shaming her. I'm saying that she's really owning that elderly, skeletal, stringy hair, clothes falling off of her look. Like, she's
You're not really making it better.
If I am, I not? Are you sure? I'm trying to say she's owning that look. I mean, honestly, she's a.
What's in the trash today, Sarah?
Oh, I don't know. Let me check. Taylor Swift. Now that she's a billionaire, I guess she can afford to expand her $17 million Rhode Island mansion. Which I know people go Rhode Island. Who's got a mansion in Rhode Island? Rhode Island has miles of shoreline, and it's beautiful. And there's a place called Newport, which I think was like originally like people would come up from New York City, like the original Richie Riches and the Gilded Age.
Yeah, the Astors and the Vanderbilts and all of that.
There are mansions there that you cannot believe. There's one called the Breakers, which I think that might even be like a museum now. It's so humongous and famous. And it was like a Vanderbilt's house or something. But it's pretty swanky there. And I'm looking at some pictures and I knew that she had to have one of those right there, right there. There's a water break, sometimes a beach.
Who's the she?
Taylor Swift.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was kind of making the joke that now that she's a billionaire, she can add on. Already this house is ginormous, but I guess she's going to add some more bedrooms and bathrooms. I don't know
The Breakers
why.
Were the Vanderbilts.
Oh, they were the Vanderbilts.
Yeah.
Oh, I was literally just picking a rich person name. I chose correctly. Taylor is expanding. Contractors are planning a billion addition onto the oceanfront home in Westerly. That's so funny. Westerly, Rhode Island's Watch Hill neighborhood. Oh, show some of those overheads. Yeah, there you go. I mean, it is literally right on the ocean. And she's got a pool off on the right-hand side. Like the property extends lengthwise along the ocean. She's got a lot of frontage there. I don't know. And she's up on a cliff too. I think there's like a bluff behind her. And so there might be some beach down there. Oh yeah, there it is. Okay. That's pretty nice though. Woo, swanky. Really nice. God, Rhode Island's really nice. Rhode Island. So they're going to add on and it's a new wing. Not sure which direction she's going to go, but she's got to get herself a new ring, and that'll feature another bedroom, more bathrooms, and apparently her existing kitchen will also be getting a makeover. I don't have any interior pictures of this place, which is sad because I would love to see it. But they're saying it's an 11,000 square foot cliffside manor, and she's going to pay about $1.7 million for this update. Mm. 700 feet of private beachfront.
One night's work for her.
I know, right? Oh my God. That's so funny. I'm seeing pictures of her, you know, grilling at her beachfront property.
Oh, isn't that the place they were at when that dweeb
had the I Love Taylor Swift?
That plays
Swift.
Loki.
Yeah.
Had the I Love
T.S. I Heart T.S. Yeah.
T-shirt on?
Loki. Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, that's another guy you used to be all over.
Oh, I love that dude. I'm still all over him.
He's the worst.
He's another rat face.
Him and Timotei should just go jump off.
I'm looking at a picture of her and Hiddleston, they're nose to nose, sitting next to Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, and then two nobodies. some nobody's friend of hers. They're all sitting out of there on the back deck. Oh, this house is just a dream house. Oh my God. Good for her. It's wonderful. Congratulations on all your success. Across the pond, Kate Middleton is officially in remission.
That's great news.
It is. Kate Middleton, I guess future queen, has confirmed her cancer is now in remission and she's focusing on recovery and a fulfilling year ahead while also thanking the medical center that treated her. She shared a pic at the Royal Marsden Hospital, revealing her new role as their joint patron to support their medical research and help transform the lives of those impacted by cancer. And everyone's gathered around her and cheering, and she looks happy and she looks healthy. And she walked around, went and talked to a bunch of the hospital staffers as well as the people there recovering from cancer or being treated for that. It's very sweet. And a lot of, you know, it's a photo op, a lot of it, but you know, she could just go, nah, I don't feel like it. I'm too sick.
No, good for her. Yeah. I mean, it's one of the weird things where people were mad at Harry for showing up to help out during the fires, right? And then when you think about it, the royals, that's their whole thing.
That's really all they're good for. Is get a royal out here. That'll bring attention to a problem.
To the cause, right?
To whatever it might be. All right, I got two you can choose from. When actors got injured on set and it was left in the movie, or times that actors turned down roles for personal reasons. I think these are both BuzzFeed things.
I like the turning down roles because I do always try to imagine that person in the role they turned down that became famous by another person.
This one, I don't know that this ever wound up getting made because it seems somewhat recent. Zendaya dropped out of portraying Aaliyah in a Lifetime movie. It received a bunch of backlash from Aaliyah's family. Aaliyah's birthday is today, by the way.
Wasn't Aaliyah underage married?
She was to R. Kelly.
Is that who she is?
Yes, that's her. Okay. And she died pretty young, but she was 15 when they married. She also felt that it was rushed. It wouldn't be done right, blah, 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 whatever other reasons she gave. But she said, I'm not going to do that. I'm already getting crap. I don't think so. Ooh, you found interior pictures of Taylor's place? Can you, is there a,
You're going to have to finish your story first, Sarah. Okay.
Next part of the story. Zendaya drops out.
That's so exciting. Like her crack.
I'm sorry.
Crazy?
I'm sorry.
Really?
Just a taste.
See the inside of a house?
First taste is free.
It looks so cozy, Vin. You'd think it'd be all big and mansion-y, but no, it's all cozy. Will Ferrell backed out of doing a comedy about Ronald Reagan's dementia. Solid move, choice. Yeah. I can tell exactly, you know, apparently his children and the Alzheimer's Association and, you know, people around the world went, please don't do that. And so he didn't. Emilia Clarke, she was offered the lead in 50 Shades of Grey. She was hot at the time. And she was like, I've done enough nudity. I was naked in a lot of Game of Thrones. I'm not doing that.
When you say hot, you mean that she was a bit popular actress.
Very
at the
popular actress. Also hot.
I know, but I mean, yes. At the time would lead me to believe that she's since turned butt ugly.
Yes, she has. So, yeah, you got that right.
Oh.
No, she's fine. Emilia Clarke is Khaleesi, fine. In case you, she's Daenerys.
She's very hot.
Yeah, no kidding. I was making a joke.
Maddie's jaw just hit the desk.
Apparently, he's in love with Khaleesi.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Emilia Clarke said, nah, I'm not going to do that. She should have done it, though. I would have gone and seen it if she'd done it. Who did it? Dakota Johnson. Johnson's kid. She's pretty enough.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say she's dating Chris Martin, right? She's like, she might be a stepmom to Gwyneth Paltrow's kids at some point. Who knows? Maybe they broke up. I'm not paying attention to that.
Yeah, you are.
Jack Nicholson passed on playing Michael Corleone, Al Pacino's character, in The Godfather because he said Indians should play Indians and Italians should play Italians. So even though that's totally not PC, I get what he's saying. Like, you know, indigenous people should play indigenous people. Or maybe Indians should play Indians. If you're Indian and you're from India and you should play the people from India. That's what he said. Is that ahead of his time? Kind of. There's a lot of people playing a lot of roles that they, you know, did not represent as a human in the world. Lily Allen, who is now currently breaking up with Hopper from Stranger Things. She rejected playing Yara Greyjoy on Game of Thrones because she would be playing the sister of her real life brother with an incestuous storyline.
And
so she said, no, I'm not going to do that. That's weird. Not doing it.
You're playing it. You're not actually doing it. It's acting.
Didn't they kiss or anything? Was there no kissing? There's a scene where he shows back up.
I thought he didn't have...
Did he get that cut off? No, he did later.
Oh.
But when he shows up at...
Sorry, spoiler alert, by the way.
On the Iron Islands.
On the Iron Islands, she picks him up and they get on a horse together and there's some action.
Oh, she's the... Wait. She the badass fighter lady?
Yes.
It's a great role.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Right. That is a great role. She turned down a good role.
And it's just the one scene where he puts his hand down,
He doesn't know it's his sister, so he is doing stuff to her, and she's all, thanks,
bro.
Well,
she likes girls.
Yes. But she's also like, hey, thanks a lot, bro, because he doesn't know it's her. Just some rando who's picking him up down the beach where he got off the boat. Amanda Seyfried turned down playing Gamora in Guardians of the Galaxy. She didn't want to be green. Like, nah, I don't want to. It's funny though, right? That was a good death.
Well, we were talking about the makeup chairs just the other day. I can see why there are people who go, yeah, I don't want to show up 4 hours before my call time.
Right.
Or in some cases, even longer.
So, and so Zoe Saldana plays that role, doesn't mm-hmm. she?
Yeah, and she I follow her on Instagram because she does a lot of behind the scenes when they were filming the movies and shows the makeup chair and how long she has to sit there.
So I love some of that time-lapse stuff.
Yeah, you know? It's really cool.
And finally, I'll just end with this one. Warren Beatty was supposed to play Bill in Kill Bill. And he said, I can't spend that kind of time in China. I got little kids and I'm going to stay here. I can't do it. Not gonna that. So Warren Beatty could have been Bill in Kill Bill. Can't think of that guy's name. He's dead now, right?
Oh, Carradine.
Keith Carradine?
Yeah.
David Carradine?
David
Carradine. One of the Carradines.
David Carradine.
Yeah. Okay, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Pizza and deodorant after these.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen at 9.05. Less than a half an hour from now, we've got your chance to go to Bottle Rock all 3 days.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by San Francisco Zoo. Ooh. Come ride and experience San Francisco Zoo's popular historic Little Puffer miniature steam train. It's returned to service and now runs on an expanded track around Bear Country with lake views and more. For tickets and information, visit sfzoo.org. All aboard!
Doot, doot!
Here's what's happening. Sunny in 60s again today. It'll start to cool off. So like in the 50s, but still sunny through the weekend. And by the way, while, you know, the fires have been dramatic and horrific and terrible in so many ways. They were fearing the winds were going to kick back up through yesterday and it didn't get as bad as they were afraid of. So on that front, there's some good news. And hopefully there's less wind today as well as the firefighters try to, you know, get a leg up or whatever on these still very big fires.
Right. Like, I think sometimes the news cycle gets done with a story long before it's anywhere near over. You know what I mean? We're not done with it, but they don't continue those updates. So thanks for that.
I've been watching actually on KSBW. I can't think of the lady's name, DeVecchio or something like that, but she's the weather lady and she's been talking about it and it's cool because the apps don't really give you the detailed information you'd like to have when you're looking at this stuff. Anyway. Not as much wind. That's good news.
That is good news.
Okay, this is a story that I have experienced firsthand. So you tell me. You go into a store, Walgreens, wherever.
Yeah.
And they've got something you want locked up.
Yes.
With a button.
Right.
Push this button.
And somebody might come help you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For you, it's got to be razors, right?
It's quite a few things actually that they lock up at the Walgreens, and Walgreens is specifically in this story. Remember this, it goes, remember when you could shop at a store without having to buzz an employee over, every 5 minutes to open up the locked cabinet, whether that's deodorant, toothpaste, shaving cream, razors, it's a lot of stuff they lock up now. Walgreens is admitting, the CEO says, he just did an interview with Fortune magazine and he said Walgreens had a 52% increase in theft or shrink in 2020 and 2021. So they started investing in increased security, like those locks, locking up the things that people want to buy.
Right. Small and expensive.
But it backfired.
Oh yeah.
He says it turned away actual business and he's right.
Well, it's a huge pain in the ass.
On top of the experience where you hit the button and no one shows, and then you got to go up to the front and go, hey, can someone?
Meanwhile, there's a 15-person long line, and they're like, yeah, at some point.
Yeah,
maybe.
They're understaffed. Right. That's what it comes down to. They say
that's interesting that it didn't.
It didn't work
it
out.
It didn't help.
I understand, though, as a company, the idea that your stuff's walking out without anyone paying for it. What do you do?
Right. That is troubling.
When we were young, when I was young, I worked in surf shops from 16 to like 20.
Yeah.
And I'd already started in radio, but was still sort of
Teach a supplement.
I mean, we called radio a habit in the early days because you were grossly underpaid.
And you would basically pay to work there mm-hmm. and give up your entire life at any holiday or fun parties just to get a shift.
In a moment's notice.
Right. Sorry, I've got to break our date that we've been waiting for and I'm going into work.
But in a surf shop where everybody is healthy and often taller and bigger than most of the people who might come in to steal, we didn't have to worry about that as much. And also our boss empowered us without question. Yeah, if someone steals, grab them, put them in a headlock and hold on to them until the cops get there. Okay.
Did that ever happen?
No, because no one was going to do that in front of us. We were like staffed with four dudes and all of us were happy to run you down. Mm. So no one was doing that. But now in these stores, they're told don't engage.
Yeah. Do not touch. Do not yell. So do not endanger yourself.
Stand by as someone walks right out the door without even hiding that they've got a handful of stuff.
Bye. Thanks.
Anyway, I don't know what they're going to do, but it does sound like they're going to stop locking up the deodorant someday soon here.
You know, do you remember when I think the Amazon brick and mortar stores were getting talked about? There were going to be those. And I don't have one near me. I've never been in one of these. But there was going to be some way that you dinged your phone to get into the store so it knew you were in there. And then you would put the stuff in whatever bag and walk out with it. Like that was, and they somehow tracked that stuff.
Do they still have those stores?
I do not. I never saw one, but they were, that was the plan.
I thought one went in here in downtown San Francisco, but I never went in because we're working in the mornings. And when I'm done, I split.
Yeah.
So I don't know if anyone is.
If anybody has experience with that, please, send us a text.
There's one in LA.
Oh, yeah? Have you been to it?
Yeah, but they had checkout there. So I mean,
oh, they did?
They did.
Because I thought that was the whole thing was that there was not going to be any checkout. That you were going to, it was going to charge your Amazon account. And that you would have to, it would have to know that you were in the store and somehow was able to know what you were taking with you.
I was usually only returning things, but yeah. But I see people shopping in there. And,
I see.
And they had, it was like a grocery store too, so.
It's, oh, well, I mean, were you talking about just like a Whole Foods where
no, it was
people
an Amazon.
Could drop stuff? Oh, it's an Amazon store. Yeah.
I think it is funny, not funny because I loved Whole Foods. I still go, but it's definitely become the place where people return their Amazon purchases.
Yeah.
Like there's a, if you see Toll a stream kiosk. Of people coming in the doors, maybe, I don't know, half or a little more are coming in for groceries, but a good percentage are coming in to go to the front desk and make a return.
Yep.
It's so weird.
It's a whole thing.
But
you go. Here it is. I already checked it in online. Boom.
Amazon. It's easy. Amazon bought Whole Foods and they get to do what they want with it.
They do. Yeah. Well, in a way, when you think about it, it's actually kind of brilliant because they have made it a thing where they now know everything that you buy and they have got you. You buy everything one way or the other from Amazon.
Back to Walgreens.
Okay.
They say those little lockups have backfired. It's turned away actual business. Mm. He said they're just largely ineffective. When you lock things up, you don't sell as many of them. And we've proven that pretty conclusively. So they haven't said they're going to pull all these little plastic lock boxes out, but he is saying that we're working on it.
Well, didn't we just hear that Walgreens is closing a bunch of stores?
A lot of stores in the Bay Area, but also nationwide. Yes, over a dozen stores in the Bay Area, but like over 100 nationwide. Right. Anyway, he said they're working on other creative solutions to tackle the shrink problem while improving the in-store experience for people who are trying to buy things. You might still be sitting there if you rang that bell last night.
That was the problem. I really want to buy. I ran in here real quick to get this one thing I needed that's locked up. And now it's 20 minutes later and I still don't have that thing in my hand.
Right. Well, and worse, what if you want to shop? Like in this case, the person's like, you know, runs up and hands you what you need and you go, okay, thank you. Bye. What if you're like, can I see both of those so I can
compare and contrast?
And now that person's standing there.
Yeah. Right.
Watching you.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks.
It does suck. If you're going to do that, you have to, these things have to be manned. Someone has to be able to stand there and watch you do it. And even then, like, okay, now you turn the corner, drop it in your bag, walk out the front door. What?
Happy National Pizza Week.
Oh.
Did you know it was Pizza Week?
I didn't, and the fact that it gets a whole week is great.
Well, it says a lot about pizza.
Oh.
Everyone.
I could say a lot about pizza right now. Mmm, pizza. Let's have some.
One of Sarah's good friends, Tommy Igo.
Yeah.
You've done shows with him. You guys lived in the same neighborhood for a while, right?
Yeah, for a long time. Was he a pizza guy?
He's an anti-pineapple on pizza guy.
He just takes the weirdest stance. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Pineapple on pizza is delicious. Relax about it. You don't have to have it.
A pineapple pizza fan? These guys aren't, and they're being pretty mad about it. A place in England called Lupa Pizza just added a Hawaiian pizza to their menu, but the owners hate pineapple on pizza, so they're charging a lot more for it. Their pepperoni pizza costs $15. Their Hawaiian pizza with ham and pineapple will run you over $120.
Oh my.
That's outrageous.
What's wrong with them?
If this is what you want.
Pineapple bigotry.
We'll get it for you, but it's going to cost you.
That's so silly. I truly, of all the things in the world, like, why does anyone care what anybody else wants on their pizza?
Well, normally I am just give me a slice of cheese pizza.
I'll take and some salt. I definitely want some salt for that. Maybe a little Cholula.
And I might even, you know, have been at one point in my life like, fruit and ham on pizza?
Mm.
And then you eat it and you go, well, in its own way, it's pretty darn good. It doesn't feel like traditional pizza.
But it's good. It has like a weird sweet and savory thing going on that's sort of juicy and delicious.
I would not turn down a hot piece of pineapple or Hawaiian pizza right now. I would not. I would
like pineapple with a little bit of green pepper and some pepperoni on it.
You, with all your gurgling, you eat green bell pepper?
Well, I minimize it, but it's so good in that scenario. And you could also throw some black olive on there and let's do maybe like some sliced jalapeno. How's that sound?
Are you that lady that you're like, I'm going to pay for this later?
Sometimes. Depends on what it is. I really don't eat a lot of green pepper because it does repeat.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
But, you know, sometimes I get a green pepper and I'm like, we're having pepper and eggs.
My dad was that guy that had been told by his doctor, by my mom, by anyone who, you're not supposed to eat these things. You know they're going to be hell on your, you know.
Oh, the green pepper specifically?
Green peppers, sausage.
Sure.
You know, like he was starting.
Spicy things that are going to come back, right?
They were starting to, you know, really come down on him later in life. And yet, if he showed up to my house to visit me here in the Bay Area and mom wasn't around, he'd be like, you know what we need to do? Sausage pizza.
Sausage and peppers.
And
green
then the
peppers
guy would
and
be
sausage,
up all
so
night.
Delicious.
Like, you know,
remembering how great the pizza was.
Right.
Over and over.
Who does that?
A lot of people do.
People who like the taste of stuff, I guess.
It's great in the moment.
And then
you're
up all night.
Mm.
I couldn't sleep. I wonder if it was that sausage pizza we had last night.
It might have been.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Yeah. We'll give it another week before we have another one of those, huh? We're all our own worst enemies with all this stuff.
Well, I mean, if I know something's going to cause me trouble, I'm not doing it.
Well, you're very cut and dry. You're a very hardline guy.
Well, but
I'm just
no bell peppers are going to kill you later in bed.
A bell pepper, I can tolerate. John, they kill. I will taste it. It'll repeat on me, but it's not going to kill me. Onions are going to kill me.
Oh.
Raw onions are going to kill me. And I don't know what it is in them. I can eat them cooked, no problem. But raw, the death of me.
A poll by Pizza Hut, by the way, found the best day to order pizza is
Friday.
Yep, Friday.
They're going through it on Friday.
That's
end
the
of the
day
week.
Most of us
it's
want
churning,
a pizza.
All the stuff is fresh. Bring it on.
And Saturday came in second, but Friday beat it by a lot.
Mm, Friday's the day, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I guess they have the extra staff come in on Friday. Pizza's just so easy. And you're like, because you feel guilty about pizza. So when it's easy and convenient and you're just like, well, I guess we have to get pizza. And you can feel kind of good about it. Like, oh, we had a cheat day because we had to. What?
a cheat day because you're so good about your diet most of the week.
Well, I'm not in charge of my diet, thank God, but right. Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. 925 says, you got to try salami, jalapenos, and pineapple on pizza. I would eat that.
You keep your salami. Give me pepperoni. I'll take all that. Just swap it out. I don't like the big coverage. I like...
I'm with you on that, though.
Yeah. I want smaller pieces so that the cheese gets cooked up on top.
Another one, pineapple and jalapenos. Yeah, I like to take the crushed pepper and put it on a pineapple. And you get the same sort of...
It's the savory, sweet, the spicy, all in one. Oh, it's just... delicious. Stop being such a jerk about pineapple, you guys.
Our Hungarian friends order pizza with ham, corn, and ketchup.
Well, obviously Hungary has no idea about pizza. We need to really educate the Hungarians out there in the world. Because that is an abomination. That's not pizza. That's called garbage.
707.
Don't you take a poop on my pineapple pizza.
707 says, CVS in Sonoma has locked everything up too. Haven't been there in months because it's so annoying. It's a terrible shopping experience. One of the reasons you like going into a drugstore is the walk around and the million things you'll see that you, I need one of these. Oh, I need that.
Yeah.
This.
Right. But if I got to wait and push the button and wait and then interact with someone, which I don't want to do.
Well, and if they can show, it's the wait. If someone shows right up and says, I'm happy to help you and I'll be here, no problem. And I'll
just follow you all around
to the end
store.
Of the aisle and I'll just wait while you do your shop and then I see that you've taken your item and I'll come back and lock it, except they stand there. Are you done?
Because I want to lock it back up.
Are you done?
No, you're done yet.
Are you done?
Have you looked? Are you ready? I got other things to do. Someone else is buzzing over in aisle 4.
Despite what the listeners think, I'm not here to steal your stuff, guy. Mm. But
you are a thief.
Blaming it. Well, for the wood, yes. And then, of course, I did go through a period where that no one would sell me alcohol and I needed some.
I'm so sorry about that.
Well, it's the whole age thing. Why you got to be 21 to buy this stuff?
I know. God. I'm 14. I'm old enough to have a wallet.
Should have lived in West Virginia.
My liquor.
Could you get it anywhere?
That's great
news. It really worked out for you. Too bad you didn't live there, Vin.
Yeah.
You could have gone into rehab in your early 20s.
We used to go to Santa Ana to buy liquor when we had cars. Once we had cars, we could go there and you could buy it because certain stores were like.
Plus, we had moonshine season, when everybody's got their moonshine and everybody's trying each other's moonshine.
No. Why? Because of whatever you grew to make the moonshine with?
Yeah.
Like after potato season?
Apples, corn.
Oh.
So after the harvest, then everybody starts distilling and then...
You'd be like, hey kid, try this. See if you like this, White Lightning. Let's get you hooked on this.
Moonshine season.
Yeah, there was moonshine season and weed season. Because West Virginia is a big growth state.
Oh.
Was the biggest growth state in the East Coast for a long time.
Moonshine season is which months of the year?
Anytime after harvest.
That's a winter thing, yeah.
I mean, headed into fall, winter. Keep you warm at night.
Well.
And the daytime. And just all the time.
Right. Moonshine.
Sarah, there's an Amazon store at Village in Corte Madera.
Is there really? I do not go out of my house anymore. I cannot believe that there is one there. Last time I walked that mall was the last time I got an iPhone, I think. Although that might be the mall on the other side of the highway. I don't know.
Oh, they're talking about other texters are writing in. Walmart does this. Target does this. The locked up stuff. It's one of those things where you go, I'll try. You hit the button and no one comes within a period of time I give.
Right.
All right.
I'm not going to buy your thing. Mm. You've locked it out completely. You've locked it up to keep it for yourself.
A lot of people wrote in about Taylor's house they're saying Taylor's mansion is an amazing place right next to a very high-end hotel and restaurant. That's where the mafia used to hang out.
Oh, how exciting.
Taylor has a great song called Last Great American Dynasty about the history of that house.
How weird. That's so funny.
The Swifties are checking in.
Thank you, Swifties.
Well, anyway.
It's a beautiful house. I don't know how old that house is or if it's like a...
Did you look it over? Did you give it a look over?
I didn't look. He didn't send me the link.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot, Maddie. I forgot all about it during the break because I was looking at who died and what Brad Pitt thought about the lady who gave all the money. And I'll hit both of those right after this.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Tell us at 97.3.